98.9 The Buzz. It's Generations on Spisano and Sandy. Your advice, your opinion, your wisdom.
And it is so fascinating, isn't it, Scotty, to hear everybody's point of view based on how old they are.
Oh, yeah. Their age, and their generation. Every age group's got a different angle on it. I love it.
So this week on the Seven Figures podcast, I sat down with Cindy Weiss, the founder of Breathe. Breathe yoga, you know. But it's more than just yoga. And her daughters, Carly and Abby. Cindy, I have Cindy on the air with us.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, good morning, guys.
I got an idea. I got a business plan. We're going to do Breathe Yoga, and then you have frozen yogurt, and you do Breathe Yoga yogurt.
Ooh, yeah, very good.
Hop on the trends.
You're the entrepreneur in you right now.
Tell them it's a horrible idea. That's awful.
Or just drop the workout and just go Breathe Yogurt.
Listen, I have a little monster that I follow, and that you can never be wrong when you brainstorm.
There you go.
I think that's a great idea.
That's what we say in our brainstorm meetings too, but we always cut each other down.
Well, the reason I invited Cindy on the show with us is because by the way, this is one of my most favorite interviews on the Seven Figures
Honestly,
podcast.
Sandy's been raving about this all week.
Yeah,
she really has.
We need a little more Cindy in our life.
Mm-hmm.
You're very sweet.
So because she has so much success with, you know, the business world and also her family, how to raise successful daughters is the topic of this week's Seven Figures podcast. But there was something that you said in the interview, Cindy, that I was like, oh, wow, that was so impactful. And I thought it would be very interesting to bring it on to generations. Mm. It's when you were talking about how you value things in that moment in your life where you realize that you need to really appreciate, you know, the little things.
How did you put it?
I think I put it that, you know, as I turn 60 this summer, I know for fact that there's more life behind me than the runway in front of me.
Ah.
I mean, that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
So I have an awareness of that. I can't say that it's just something I'm coming around to now at 60. I think it sort of struck me a couple of decades ago, actually, where I remember actually being at Disneyland with my family, looking at the monorail and seeing all these people just like standing on the monorail being toured around a park. Just, and I thought, wow, it's like, I don't want to be on a monorail. Mm. I don't want just to be driving through my life, like looking around. I want to be in it. And so I think there's maybe a sense of urgency that's here now that wasn't there maybe two decades ago.
Sure.
But at the same time, it comes back to like, realizing that this is it, right? We have to be in it right now. And so temporarily checking in periodically just to see, like, am I doing what I want to do? Am I living the life I want to live? And if not, it could be a very simple, subtle change, like a change in attitude. It doesn't have to be like pick up and move across the country,
right,
drop a job,
right,
change career.
Walk across India. Yeah, right, right. I think it's a great angle on life. And I don't think a lot of people have, I mean, if you're in your 20s and your 30s, do you start thinking about that kind of stuff?
No. See, there's so many things, and I think we all have that moment where we're like, God, we took that for granted. And if I only just slow down in my 20s, or if I only just appreciated blank, you know, we all have that thing, right?
Well, when you're young, you got the drive, right? You go, 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 go. You burn the candle at both ends and in the middle too, right? But then,
yeah.
But that's.
Yeah, and I think when you're young too, it's, you are still in the process of experiencing things for the first time. And I don't think that it happens till maybe, you know, who knows, maybe around your 40s when you start to realize like, oh, now I'm into some, a pattern, like a career, a family, a day-to-day schedule. And it's when you run into that type of pattern where you realize like life isn't necessarily changing so much as it was from high school to college to first job to second job to marriage to baby. It's not changing that fast anymore. Instead, it's like, okay, now I've got a pattern, and this kind of looks like my life. And, you know, like, I am the writer of the story.
Mm.
Is this the story I want to be writing?
Yeah. See, I'm telling you, Scott, we all need a little Cindy in our
lives. We certainly do. What's your generation? 2222899. Hi, the Buzz. What's your generation?
Mid-40s. So I guess it would be Generation X.
Do you have that mindset now as you're the older you get? I mean, now that you know that half of your life is behind you, you know, you get a little less in front. Does that change your mindset?
I like I said, I think I have a lot more to live than I have lived. Mm. I'm not saying that I'm going through a midlife crisis or anything.
That's fine. Except for that new Corvette in your driveway.
Yeah, right.
Is there something, though, that you're like, oh, God, I so took blank for granted when I was in my 20s?
I think just family time. Mm. Because I've lost a mother and a sibling, and I, you know, just wish I spent more time with them.
Oh, yeah.
You know? That's the big one.
That's a very big one, because we're all going through it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was one of the turning points for me when my mom passed away a couple years ago. It's been 5 years. And I think I've had a different outlook now. Like, whoa, stop and smell the roses.
And well, when you think about it, you expect to lose a parent.
Mm-hmm.
You don't expect to lose a sibling.
Right. Yes.
So that's crazy.
And then when you tell your teenagers, just spend some time with me, I'm trying to soak you in. And they refuse to even hang out in the same room.
Yeah, totally. I have 4 kids.
Uh-huh.
You try to spend time with them. You try to spend time with your family, friends.
Yeah.
More than just trying to, I'm going to go, I'm going to go fishing by myself. You know?
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, good one, man. Thanks. 98.9 to Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy, good morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.